The service begins with the introit, your white bulletin insert. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you, let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me. For I wait for you. Troubles. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Let no one who waits on you be ashamed. The Litany, page 279 in the front part of the hymnal. The Son Redeemer of the world. God the Holy Spirit. Be gracious to us. Be gracious to us. From all sin, from all error, from all evil, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from sudden and evil death, from pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and rebellion, from lightning and tempest, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death. By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death and in the day of judgment, we poor sinners implore you. To rule and govern your holy Christian church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living, to put an end to all schisms and causes of offense,
to bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived, to beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit. To raise those that fall and to strengthen those that stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed. To give to all peoples concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need, to direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people, to watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect and guide all who travel, to grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows and provide for them, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage, and to have mercy on us all. To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts, to give and preserve to our use the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come to rescue us from the threatening perils of our sins and save us by your promised deliverance. For you now live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday in Advent is from the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives, who brought up and led the descendants of the house of Israel from the north country and from all the countries where I had driven them. And they shall dwell in their own land. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
let no one who waits on you be ashamed, O Lord. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
The epistle is from the 13th chapter of Romans. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. This is the word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia. Show us your mercy, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them. And immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. This is the gospel of the Lord. The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our sermon text is from Matthew 21, verse 2. Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. All of the Old Testament has foretold the coming of Jesus our Savior. The prophet Jeremiah records the Lord's promise coming, saying this, "Behold, the days come that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth." Well, having walked the earth for about 30 years, Jesus' entry into Jerusalem was the beginning of the end. It was the beginning of Holy Week. In these last days of his life, he would complete his work of our salvation by suffering and dying to redeem all mankind from their sins. Now, our salvation is not a group project. Though it was our sins that earned his punishment of death and eternal damnation, Jesus leaves not one thing left for us to do. It is his work and his work alone which has saved us. Jesus, as the prophet Jeremiah says, is the righteous branch which is raised up. Jesus is the Davidic king who comes in the name of the Lord. When Jesus had finished his work, there is for us the verdict, judgment of not guilty. When he had finished his work, we receive perfect justice. That is, Jesus, the righteous one, pays our penalty, and we sinners walk away righteous. We live now in those last days in which Christ's church, because of what he has done, are saved, and we live in safety. The response of the multitude who welcome Jesus into Jerusalem teaches us how to respond to our Savior. First and foremost, we respond with faith, trusting in the Father's promise that Jesus is the Lord, our righteousness. The word Hosanna literally means, Lord, save us. Once the Savior has been identified, the proper response is to trust in Jesus to save us. Second, our response is to acknowledge and praise him with our lives and our lips. The people that welcome him treated Jesus as their king who would come to save them. He was to be their victor. They laid down palm branches. They waved them. They gave him the red carpet treatment by laying down their garments and branches for him to walk and ride over. They praised him with their shouts as well as with their songs and prayers. Romans 10 connects the faith of the heart with the words of the mouth. Verses 8 and 9. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The second thing which we need to learn is that the actions of the disciples teach us about the work of today's pastors in preaching the gospel. Matthew 21 tells us how Jesus sent two of his disciples to go into a village. Their job was to retrieve two donkeys so that Jesus might have a ride to take him into Jerusalem. The disciples do just exactly as Jesus directed them, and it happens just as Jesus said. When asked, "What are you doing, loosing the calf?" they said, "The Lord has need of them," and the owner lets the donkeys go. Well, there's another account. This account is in the book of Exodus. I'm going to say it's quite similar to today's Holy Gospel. The Lord God has determined to bring his people out of slavery in Egypt. He's going to redeem them. He wants to bring them into the promised land. What does he do? Moses is told to go and speak to Pharaoh and say, "Let my people go." He's sent there to loose them, to set them loose. Now, at first, Moses is quite reluctant. He eventually goes with Aaron, and they proclaim the message to Pharaoh. Furthermore, Pharaoh responds just as God said he would. But the difference between these two accounts is that, unlike the Palm Sunday account, Pharaoh said no. No to God. Moses told Pharaoh that the Lord had need of this, but Pharaoh refused. In Exodus 3, 19 to 20, God told Moses, "But I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. No, not even by a mighty hand. So I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in its midst, and after that he will let you go." So the two disciples, Moses and Aaron, are to go to Pharaoh with the full knowledge that Pharaoh will refuse their request. From these two accounts, we learn that God sends out his representatives to announce the message. However, the results are not achieved by his disciples. For the one, there's obedience to the message and the sending of the two donkeys. For the other, there is the refusal to heed the request of God. In neither instance is there any reliance upon the quality of the prophet's deliverance. Jesus doesn't say that if you give a good speech, then that will convince them, then you will have success. No, the Lord already knows the results. The Lord simply desires that the message would be preached. Here's the way Luther speaks about this. He says, "This is also said as a consolation for preachers, that they should not be concerned about who believes or receives them. For it is decreed, my word that goes out from my mouth shall not return to me empty. Only go." That is, only preach. Do not be concerned about who they are who will hear. Let me be concerned about that. The world will be against you. Don't let that trouble you. Nevertheless, you will find those who will hear and follow you. You don't know them yet, but I already know them in advance. You preach and let me be in charge. So, says Luther, God says to the preachers, you preach and let me be in charge. Our Lord is in charge. We know that our God desires to save all men. His Son has secured the propitiation of the whole world. The preacher is to be employed in order to proclaim the faith-creating message. Yes, there will be those who stubbornly refuse, but that is not the fault of the preacher. Yes, there will be those who will receive the message, but that does not go to the credit of the preacher either. The message is to be proclaimed, and God gets all the credit when someone comes to trust in Jesus, the Davidic King, our righteous branch. Zechariah said, "Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." Well, in today's Holy Gospel, it says that all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet Zechariah. All this was the disciples getting a donkey, a couple of donkeys, and preaching a message. What resulted that day on Palm Sunday, a parade in Jerusalem where the people believed and confessed Jesus, that is where God is in charge. Jesus, Hosanna to the Son of David. The preacher need not be concerned with the disposition of those who will hear. The preacher is not to be concerned with the results or the response of the hearer. The preacher simply needs to preach, behold, your king comes to you. The preacher will be sent to a Pharaoh or two, and they will resist, but they cannot stop God's kingdom from coming. The preacher will be sent to a Saul or two, who may have persecuted the church, but through the message they will be converted as if by a light from heaven. The preacher will speak to the daughter of Zion, and they will come out to meet their Lord with a parade of palm branches and singing. Just preach. Let God be in charge. When Jesus is drawing near to Jerusalem, the Lord always sends out his disciples to preach the message, behold, your king is coming to you. And where the preachers are preaching, Jesus is coming. The prophets, apostles, and now the pastors are to proclaim the good news of our King Jesus. The Son of David, the righteous branch, has completely won the victory and now desires to save us through faith in his work for us. I say, behold, your King is coming to you. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. The Canticle Create in Me, page 143.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew my spirit within me. Cast me not away.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Jesus Christ, King of glory, the Lord our righteousness, the Son of the living God and the Son of David, we thank you that by your advent in the flesh, you provided for our salvation. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, open our lips, that as the crowd welcomed Jesus at the time of his advent into Jerusalem, so we might recognize Jesus coming to us today in word and sacrament, so that we do not despise our Lord, but give him hearty thanks and praise. Give all pastors in Christ, including our Bishop James, our pastors Gary and Michael, the desire to organize their ministry around the service of the word and sacrament. Bless our director, Keeley. Keep the children and staff free from sickness this winter. Bless the word that is taught to the children, that these little ones might be clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. Give your blessing to our President Donald, to all in authority over us. Grant them your grace and guidance. Guide and bless the labor of those who serve others in our society. Bless social workers, probation officers, all those who work to bring calmness, order, and peace to disrupted and hurting lives. As your servants here on earth, give them patience, courage, and compassion to answer the many pleas for mercy. Grant protection to all those who risk their lives for the common good, especially the men and women serving in our armed forces. Bless their efforts to defend our freedoms, especially Timothy, Danny, Jason, and Blake, as well as our police officers, Daniel and Alex. O Lord, you are the consolation of the sorrowful and the strength of the weak. Look upon the tribulation and distress of those affected by the coronavirus. Comfort those who have lost loved ones. Provide care for those infected and calm the worries of the timid, so that in their necessities they may observe and receive your manifold help and comfort. For those who are discouraged because of a lack of employment, in your mercy, raise up opportunity for business and work, that in peace and thanksgiving all people may earn and eat the bread of contentment. Let us pray to the Lord. Bless our shut-in Carolyn, our elderly Violet and Verdell. Provide for the needs of Priscilla, Caitlin, Jade, Kevin, Linda, Rebecca, Victor and Marcia, Tony and Gibb. Also provide and be with our students, Kara, Andrew, Eric, Jonathan, Kirsten, Alexis, Sarah, Benjamin, Jacob, and Ashley. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming in the Messiah the very Lamb of God, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
O Lord Jesus Christ, who said unto your apostles, Peace I leave with you, and peace I give unto you. Forgive not my sins, but the faith of your church, and the Lord, and the Lord. live and reign with God, now and forever. Amen. I will see the bread of heaven but I'm not worthy to come under my roof, but only speak the word and my soul should be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for me, preserve my body and soul into everlasting life. Amen.
Thank you.
give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. We ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled to serve you constantly through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.